If I had a word to describe the mood, would be that of jubilation, that of celebration. Every single person that I talk to is excited about what this election means to them, is excited about Vice President becoming the President of the Republic of Ghana. When you talk to opposition people, they also excited about the possibility that former President John Dramani Mahama might become the President of Ghana. So either way, each side is looking forward to having their candidate win this presidential election.
So what are the issues that are on the minds of Ghanaians as they vote on Saturday?
So many issues. As I was attending some of these rallies, I ran into people who are talking about, for example, the ruling party, how they have done an incredible job when it comes to education, free education for all, from primary to secondary. You talk to parents, parents are excited for the first time their children are going to school for free. You talk to people who have experienced that, who had to pay tuition or sell property, sell whatever it is that they had to do to take their kids to school. They look at this as a perfect opportunity for them. I also talk to people who say, for example, if they had a similar opportunity of going to school for free, it would have made a difference in their lives. So from the voters I talk to, that's one thing that they all agree on. Then, of course, there is the economy. When you talk to people in the opposition, on the other hand, they talk about how the economy is bad. They talk about how the cost of living is very high. The prices are very high. Unemployment is very high. But simply put, I think Ghana, they have done it before, and I think they are on a trajectory to do it again, because when you move around, you talk to people, I think everything is going to work out as expected. It might be very close, but it's going to be a smooth election.
The young people, how involved are they in the political process there? Are they looking forward to voting?
I think the young people could be the ones that are really swing this election into a different direction. Take, for example, the people who have benefited from free primary school, free secondary school, guess what? They are eligible to vote in this election. So that's a huge, huge demographic. You talk about jobs. The current government has been talking about creating jobs, creating digital jobs, where they embrace technology, where they're encouraging building schools, building ecosystems where young people can thrive, who have ideas, can bring these ideas, put them in the marketplace and start small businesses. So the current government has done that. And the vice president, who is running on the ticket of the ruling party, wants to push that. So a lot of young people are excited about the possibility of them being part of this digital economy.